This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As many as a million people have filled the streets of Santiago, Chile, and the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the region. Demonstrators waved national flags, they blew whistles, and pounded on pots and pans and waved signs urging political and social change. By mid-evening, many had made their way home to avoid an 11 p.m. curfew. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrations on the perimeter as some lawmakers and administrators hurried out of the legislative building. At least 19 have died as a result in the turmoil that has swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4% increase in subway fares, and then it morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. Iraqi authorities declared a curfew after at least 42 people were killed Friday when security forces used tear gas against Iranian-backed militia in open fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. 12 died in the southern city alone. Several died while trying to storm the offices of an armed faction in two southern cities. Parliament is supposed to be meeting on Saturday to discuss the protest. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Washington has ordered the Trump administration to hand over secret grand jury testimony from the Mueller probe to congressional Democrats exploring the impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department's been given less than a week to hand over documents from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, including secret grand jury testimony that had been blacked out in Mueller's report. The department had argued that it couldn't provide grand jury material under existing law, to which Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell wrote, "The DOJ is wrong." She also shot down the White House argument the impeachment inquiry isn't valid because the House didn't vote on launching the investigation, saying that a House resolution has never been required. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Trump administration says that the organization says that it's exploring the sale of its marquee hotel in Washington, D.C. AP's Ed Donahue.
The Trump International Hotel opened in late 2016, just before Donald Trump was elected president. His son Eric says people are objecting. The company is making so much money on it, and they may be willing to sell. The hotel is about a mile from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue and has been at the center of nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing Donald Trump of trying to profit off the presidency. There are now also worries about a possible sale and the buyer. According to President Trump's most recent financial disclosure, the 263-room hotel took in $41 million in revenue last year, up less than $500,000 from the previous year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency as firefighters look to take advantage of lighter winds as they battle three fires scorching the state. One blaze in north of Los Angeles has caused the evacuation of more than 50,000 people at this moment. Another fire in northern Sonoma County has burned at least 49 buildings and 65 square kilometers. Newsom says that the fire scenes in Santa Clarita and Sonoma look like smaller versions of what he saw in Paradise and Santa Rosa in the past 2 years.
And that's homes completely destroyed, cars that look like they've been in a war zone, and everything all but melted down except a few curious items. Right next door, a home that's completely untouched.
Still another blaze in a nearby town of Ramona, about 48 kilometers northeast of downtown San Diego. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.